RSM Central's Form Express.
Racing at Terrain this afternoon. This is what Harry White had to say regarding his best bets.
But the best is race 8, number 4, Emanatu. Value race 5, number 6, Kenzie River. Quaddy, first leg 5, 6, 7. Second leg Field. Third leg 1, 2, 3. Trim up the last leg with numbers 4 and 9 only. I think that there's value earlier on in the card, Michael. So play of the day, we'll have an early Quaddy. First leg of the early Quaddy, we stand out the short favourite in the first, number 5. Second leg 1, 4, 5, 7. Third leg 3, 8, 10, 11. Last leg 7, 9. 10-11 of the early Quaddy.
Good on you, Harry. Here's Mark Guest and his best bets there at Moonee Valley.
The best bet I made, Perfect World, the best bet. And I like a couple of each way too. In the last race, Ton of Grit will be a good chance each way, number 13. And in 13 and the race beforehand, I like it each way as well. That's number 5 each way. That's Wardy Boy. I think they'll both run very well each way. The first leg, 10, 9, 3, 5, and 12. The second leg, you have to 5, 9, 2, 4, 10, 8, 11. Third leg, 5, 12, 10, and 1. And the last leg, coming home with four horses, 13, 3, 10, and 12. It's about $400 for a full amount, so we'll flexi that.
And you can get Mark Guest and Harry White's full set of tips on our website at rsn.net.au. Racing at Grafton in New South Wales. Ian Humphreys has done the form for us there. Good morning to you, Ian.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you going?
Good, thank you. How do we back a winner there at Grafton? Also, I would love a quaddy if that's okay.
Quaddy. Okay, mate. Race 2, number 4, White House Girl. She raced wide the trip on debut in a very good second. This track, much fitter now. She draws barrier 3. I think she's hard to beat. So race 2, number 4, White House Girl. And then we'll go to race 8, number 3, which is Alf's Magic. Led throughout this track for an impressive maiden win by over 4 lengths. Drawn barrier 2 here. Just a little bit tougher, but she'll be the leader and the one to beat. So race 8, number 3, Alf's Magic. The quaddy, the first leg will take numbers 1, 2, 3. Second leg, 1, 2, 3. Third leg, 1, 2, 3, 4 and 8. And come home with 1, 3, 5, 7 and 11.
Thanks for that, Ian. Good luck.
Thanks, mate.
Shane Montgomery's done the form for Orange on a heavy 8 there this afternoon, Shane. Take it away with your best bets, please.
All right, Gareth. I thought in race 7, number 4, D4 Rudder was worth a try. It was responsible for a game effort and defeat. It was presented second up last start. That was a dubbo. He's competing in Winkers today for the first time. I think that's the key to D4 Runner today, and he's stepping up in distance from 1,200. That should help him as well. So race 7, number 4, D4 Runner. I thought, or I hope, the best all days in race 4, which is number 6, Air Strike, who's a likely race filly. She was produced after a 3-week break when she scored with great authority last start at Goulburn. The quicker backup can only aid the cause today. I thought she could continue on. That's race 4, number 6, Air Strike. In the first leg of the quaddy in saddlecloth order, 1, 2, 6 and 7. The second leg, 2, 4, 7, 9. The third leg, 1, 3, 4 and 11. And in the final leg, 2, 3, 5, 9.
Good on you, Shane. Thanks for that. We'll fit in Howard Walter before our next commitment. He's done the form for Ipswich. Take it away, Howard. Good morning.
Good morning, Gareth. Start off in race 5, number 9, Norm's Choice. The mare's had a freshen. She's won 3 of 5 at Ipswich. She's back on top of the ground. Very good alley, only 54 kilos. Goes well fresh. I thought she'd be running on strongly. So that's race 5, number 9, Norm's Choice. And then conversely, race 7, number 1, See No Defeat. I think all Jake Bayliss has to do is be positive early. He'll land in the first 2 or 3. Very moderate opposition. This fella's come back in good form with a win in the third. He blew the start second up. I think he'll go well. Quaddy Gareth, got to start off. What have I done with my quaddy numbers? Bear with me. First leg, 1, 2, 9, 11, 13, into 4. No, that's not right. Gee whiz, I've made a mug of myself.
Hey, mate, you stay there. You go and get your quaddy numbers ready. I'll go to Healesville here for the third. Let's catch up with, of course, we're catching up with Howard Walter because he's ready to go with his quaddy numbers now at Ipswich. Howard?
I am, Gareth. I just sacked the PA. Let's start off with 2 and 7.
Pisses Walter. She's done a brilliant job. I think that's a little harsh.
Dear me, not Mrs. Walter, certainly not. Let's not get any confusion over who the PA is.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yes, if you're listening, darling, all well here, thank you.
I love you, Mrs. Walter.
We all do.
If you get the quaddy, she'll love you even more.
That's so true. Start off with 2 and 7 into 1, 3, 9 and 10 into 6, 8, 9 and come home with 3, 4, 8 and 11.
All right, mate. Go and get them.
Good on you, Gareth.
Enjoy. There's Howard Walter. Narra Court in South Australia. That's the venue for their thoroughbred meeting. Nadia Horn's done the form for us. Hello to you, Nadia.
Hi, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Take it away, please.
We'll kick off race 2. Look, this is a very ordinary maiden. And number 10, the Transfector. She's had a few chances. She's a 5-year-old mare who obviously hasn't broken her status yet, and she's had 34 attempts in doing so. But she comes through much stronger races than this. She's been going around at the provincials, and she's been running quite well. Now, she gets the services of Todd Pennell, so leading rider hops aboard. She's drawn okay. She should get a run just off tempo, and she does have the best figures in the race. So race 2, number 10, the first of the specials. I thought there was value in race 3 in the 1430-metre maiden, and the stable have elected to claim with number 10, Salute the Cannons. He's had a few chances, there's no doubting that, and they tried to step him up in trip a little bit, and he just didn't seem to run it out. Now, his best figures would have him probably single figures in this race. It's only because he's got, you know, such a record next to his name that doesn't look that appealing, but he's definitely shown ability to date, obviously with 52 kilos drawn gate 1. He's going to be somewhere in the finish, I feel, on his home track. So he's around $11. I'm happy to back him each way. Race 3, 10, Salute the Cannons. And the best bet of the day comes up in race 7. I do think number 1, Fergie, she's clearly the one to beat. Look, I suppose the little question mark is where she gets to in the run. She likes to get back, and she has drawn the inside, so she's going to need luck. But she has got in-form apprentice Ben Price aboard. This horse comes off of a run at Narra Court last time out in the 62, so she's down in grade to a 54. But she reeled off some really good, strong closing sectionals. She had the third best last 600 for the meeting, third best last 200 for the meeting. So I don't think any of these opposition can run those types of figures. So for mine, she looks very hard to beat. 320 does look appealing. So the three good things, race 2, the 10, race 3, the 10, and race 7, number 1. And for the quaddie, we go 1, 2, 3, 6, 8, the first leg, 1, 4, 9 in the second, 2 and 8 in the third leg, and 1 out the 1 in the last.
Thanks for that, Nadia.
Thanks, Gareth.
Big harness meeting at Mildura, 12 races on a Friday afternoon. Luke Humphreys is there. Hello, Luke.
Yeah, g'day, Gareth. No, we've only got 10 today.
Only 10, I apologise. There you go.
It's a small program today.
Cut your pay, yeah. Luke.
Yeah, that's exactly right, exactly. So
I've got one for you at Mildura today.
Yeah, what are you like,
mate? I'll just have a quick look there at Mildura, and it's in the open class race.
Yeah.
Where is it? 1,700 metres. I think that the mare can kick through and lead Guilty Hanover, 380.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting race, Gareth. I think it'd be fair to say Bernie Winkle hasn't necessarily run to his best form at his last 3 starts. I like Kalonya Terra in that race. He was actually my value of the day, but Guilty Hanover's last 2 wins have been from the front. So if she leads, Gareth, she will be very hard to beat. But it's an interesting race, isn't it?
Yeah. Peckin can get her out of the gate. He's probably on the way there now, Neil, so don't stuff it up. Now, take it away with your specials, please.
Yeah, can do. The first is, the best bet is in the first. Race 1, number 7, hear the call. Race 1, do a 2-past-1. And we made this one of our best bets last week. And anyone saw the last race here last week, it was one of the most drama-packed races you'd ever see. But this horse would end up being withdrawn, late scratching through, no fault of his own. He's very eye-catching at the trolls 2 Mondays ago here. This is a tougher race than the race he was due to go around in last week. He's also got an inside second row draw. He was drawn on the inside of the front row last week, so it's a tougher draw, but I still think he rates very highly. It's interesting, Ryan Sanderson's booked to drive. Jacob Kerridge was down to drive his trainer last week in that race. Ryan Sanderson's booked to drive. There's definitely no disadvantage there at all. So race 1, number 7, here the call. I think he can win. He's the best. But look, I do think Kalonya Terra is the value. It's interesting, that fast class race in race 7, because the exception of Bernie Winkle, at the moment on the fixed odds, you can get $2 or better the place about every other horse, and there's only 2 dividends, but I still think there's a few juicy horses over the odds, and I think it could be Kalonya Terra's day today. He struck trouble early last week, but he was flying prior, and I think he could be in the right place, right time from the draw in race 7, number 4, with the best race 1, number 7. Quaddy Gareth, the first leg, race 5, 7, 8, 10. Second leg, race 6. 2, 7, 9. Number 10, late scratch. favourite. Third leg race 7, that's the fast class. 3 Murrinjai Track, 4 Catalonia Terre, 8 Bernie Winkle, 3, 4, 8 in that third leg race 7. And the fourth leg race, that will go with 7 Captain Confetti, 1 out. 7, 8, 10, 2, 7, 9, 10, 3, 4, 8, 7, 1 out. And it's no more than $50 for the 100%, Gareth.
Good on you, Luke. Good calling.
Thanks, Gareth.
Brilliant night of harness racing at Melton. Night one of the Breeders' Crown Carnival there tonight. Well, finals night anyway. And Dan Malecki joins us. G'day, Dan.
Good morning, Gareth. How are you going, mate?
Yeah, I'm very well. How do we back a winner there at Melton tonight?
Right. I thought my best for race 2, number 1, Would You Mind? He looks, well, he's well placed, but obviously he's well drawn. His figure form probably doesn't look that fantastic, but he's been up against some good horses. The significant part of tonight, I think, is that barrier draw. So are you with me there, race 2, number 1?
Yes.
Take your time. You
yes,
are.
Yes. Okay. Race 2, number 1, I am. What price are we getting again? 260. In fact, he's not one of mine, Would You Mind, Dan?
Oh, well, you took a little while to...
No, I was just looking at Dad and Dave's gate speed. We might hopefully get Kate Gath a little later on. He goes a little bit rough for mine, but he can win. He definitely can win.
Oh, well, I was thinking he'd be better behind the leader. I'm thinking with a sit, but he is pretty tight now as far as the price is concerned.
I don't mind Monomia there, 420.
Yeah, Monomia is going to be very hard to beat. She's at the top of her game, and I'm sure she'll run well. My other best was About Time. He was up in class, still a little bit below par at last start, freshen, but I think he's got something on these. Race 5, number 9, About Time. So he's my best bet of the night. Therefore, I'm going to take him one out of the quaddy. I've constructed a very thin quaddy tonight, Gareth, the first leg, race 5. So number 9, About Time, one out. Second leg, 5 Always Ready and 10 Majestuoso. Third leg, now that Willie Go West is out, and out to play for that matter, I think General Dodge will win. So I've got him one out as well, race 7, number 11. And the fourth leg, numbers 4, Ideal Some Magic, 11, Torrid Saint, 12, Pacifico Dream, and 13, Better Be The Bomb. So that's $8 for 100%, that quaddy.
All right, mate. Go and get them tonight.
Enjoy. Thanks, Gareth. Talk to you soon.
There we go. There's Dan Malecki. Jason Lee's in for a big weekend. He's been good enough to join us. Away from his busy schedule, milking cows, working horses. Jason, hello to you.
G'day, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thank you. Sounds like you're working one now, which is always great. I love it, live radio. And Salt and Sass, Paddy Lee outside front rows at a big price. What's Paddy thinking here in a strong race?
Yes, first up for us. Great bunch of owners involved and pretty strong race first up, but we do think she'll have a bright future and might just be go around tonight. Hope that she hits the line strong, but yeah, one to follow into the future.
Can Jillaby Fernando lead all of the way and defeat a horse like About Time?
Look, he went through his classes really quick and ended up having to race, you know, more seasons week in, week out. It was good to get back and get his confidence up last start. I don't know that he can beat him, but if we did get the front, we'd be having a red hot crack at making it earn it.
You pick up the drive on Well Defined in the Open Class Breeders' Crown Graduate Trotters Final?
Yeah, Kate's always done a great job with this little guy. He was the Country Cups champ last year, and nice to jump on him. I've driven him once before, and he has a few little tricks, but very tough race, but he's got the ability and he's probably been racing with little luck.
Where does he get to in the run?
I don't know, to be honest.
Yeah. Doesn't matter when... Yeah, sorry.
I haven't even looked at it closely enough yet, to be honest, Gareth, to know, but he's genuinely best with one run and having cover, so we'll be aiming to do that.
And doesn't really matter where General Dodge gets to in the run these days. He goes around in the, of course, the Breeders' Crown Graduate for the Pacers at Group 2 level.
Yeah, he's been awesome his last couple. And just hearing that Willie Go West is out, is that right?
Yeah, he's a little bit crook, I think, at the moment. So we're thinking of the connections and Dean Braun. So, yeah, he won't take his place.
Yeah, obviously disappointing for them and probably a little bit disappointing for the race, but... yeah, I hadn't heard that until just then, so I'll have to have another look at it now, and that may change our plans, but he seems well, and yeah, we'll just have to weigh it up as the race goes on that guy, but he's pretty good. We just don't want any bad luck.
We'll whip through your runners there at Melton on Saturday night. It's a big night as the carnival continues on. Can Kia Ninja win the three-year-old Colts and Geldings final? Geez, he's been racing really, really well. And he did defeat the favourite, Outer Baron Suits, their last start.
Yeah, he's been going good. He's definitely got a handy enough gate. It's just going to come down to what sort of system. But if he comes out, we'd be trying to lead all the way.
All right, then. Do you think you can lead?
That'll depend on what the puppet wants to do. But, yeah, I think we can get out good enough to be hopefully the first one on the scene and have a look.
That's interesting. Aldebaran Vera in the two-year-old fillies final for the Trotters.
Yeah, she was. She's got plenty of ability, got a few quirks. Just put in a little bit of a bubble last start when I reckon she was going to really challenge Jody's one coming down to the wire, but she's just going to need to trot early, and it's a pretty good bunch. But again, if everything went her way, she could definitely run in the first three or four.
Can Kiang Chucky win the two-year-old trotting Colts and Geldings final? He was pretty good there the other day when he won at a price.
Yeah, we've always had a nice opinion of him. He's going to have to do everything right. Just made a little mistake there last up. Still good enough to get the job done. It's obviously a step up again, and you've got the superstar three-year-old trotter. Pete Mannings has just been airborne, but I do think he's a chance. Again, in these races, he's going to need everything go his way, and the favourite's going to have to do a little bit of work. But if everything went his way, definitely another one that's going to be.
Your best for the next couple of days?
We'll go General Dodge. He's still going to need a fair bit go his way, but he's probably the best one at this stage.
Who are you working there? You happy? Darcy Gardner's just text through.
Kiang Jackie, so she's on her way back. Just about to give her a bowl around.
Darcy says, I can't believe it. He does actually work then. Well done. Good on you, Jace.
No worries. Good on you.
There's Jason Lee there. Jason Adams joins us. Time to have a look at the Tab Melbourne Cup heats and also the Bold Trees heats there tonight at Sandown. To me, it's nearly the best night of greyhound racing for the year when these greyhounds are trying to make their way through to the world's greatest greyhound race, the Tab Melbourne Cup. Jason, hello to you.
Hello, Gareth. You're not wrong. It doesn't get much bigger than this. We've got the superstars lining up on one card. It really is a special night. And for all the purists and fans out there, it's one we look forward to every year.
Take it away with your best bets on the program tonight, mate.
Okay, two of them are quite short, but then we'll get to a bit more value after that. So the first of them, race 5, number 2, Koblenz. And yes, very short. He's $1.40, but that is a great 40% for anything you want to roll into. Over the weekend, anyone you speak to would be stunned if he was to be beaten tonight. Yeah. So he comes up in a field that's quite good, but not as strong as what he's typically up against, and we know he's the best beginner in the business. So race 5, number 2, Koblenz, to hopefully make his way through to the world's greatest greyhound race in heat number 1. We'll then go to race 10, and number 1, Webleck Blaze. Now, this has been the biggest fixed odds move of the week. He opened up at $4.80 when markets opened. He now finds himself at even money. And why? Because he's got two runners on his outside, named Aussie Secret and Handsome Rhino. Now, they'll want to get to the middle part of the track. That's going to open up a lot of room for Webleck Blazer. So he's not the best of beginners, but he's going to have a paddock, and he's very strong. That's why he's been supported, and I think he'll go very well. Race 10, number 1, Webleck Blazer. We'll then go to the penultimate of the night, race 11, heat number 7 of the Tab Melbourne Cup, and I like McCauley's Lad, number 4. And look, he just comes into it in really perfect timing. He had a hit out in the shootout last week, and that's all it was from a training point of view from Anthony as a party, just to get him cherry ripe for a heat of the Melbourne Cup. He's drawn box 4, and I think that's not too bad at all. I think he can lead. If he leads, I think he'll win. So race 11, number 4, McCauley's Lad is the third of my three.
What about your quaddie, mate?
Quaddie, first leg, we'll go 1 out, number 2, Koblenz. Second leg, we'll go 1, 4, 6 and 8. Third leg, 2, 7 and 8. And the final leg, 3, 4 and 6.
Good on you, Jace. Go and get them tonight. You'll be on Sky Racing Active, Sky Racing 1 as well.
Yeah, wall-to-wall coverage on Sky Active. Jason Lincoln is down in Melbourne for the first time in a long time. Yeah. So looking forward to rolling out the red carpet for the Wiz.
Sensational. We're going to have a bit of a preview towards the back end of the show. Georgie will join me, Jason Thompson. We'll hear from Cal Greeno, Glenn Rounds, Anthony Azzopardi, and Jeffrey Britton. Plus, I'll repeat your tips as well, Jay. So, mate, good luck tonight. Go and get them. We appreciate all of your help this week in the build-up to the great race, the TAB Melbourne Cup.
Yes, Gareth, and thank you for your support as well. It's going to be a magical night, that's for sure.